News. Arizona's afternoon news. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
All right. You know the self-driving Uber car crash. We have spent a lot of time on this. We know that a woman was killed crossing the street, not at the crosswalk. We know that it was an Uber self-driving car. We know that they had a backup driver in the car. We're now hearing that the driver is being investigated for a possible manslaughter charge. She should have anticipated, says the Tempe police report, she should have anticipated the woman coming towards the car in the middle of the road.
Yeah, the Tempe police report said this crash would not have occurred if Ms. Vasquez, the driver, would have been monitoring the vehicle and roadway conditions and was not distracted.
How many people have been blamed for this crash, by the way? Ducey's been blamed for not keeping an eye on these self-driving cars and giving them too much
leeway.
Okay.
No oversight.
Uber has been blamed because either the technology didn't work or they turned it off.
Right.
Now you've got the backup driver in the car being blamed because she wasn't paying attention. She was watching The Voice. She was watching the TV show The Voice on her phone.
She was streaming Hulu.
Streaming Hulu. Could she go to jail for this? Joining us now is Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm trying not to melt right now.
It's 111 out.
Seriously.
Why are you doing the interview outside? Why aren't you in the confines of your own home?
I'm not, but it's about as hot inside, it seems like.
What, Monica, first of all, what's the policy for the person behind the wheel of the self-driving Uber car? I mean, I thought that these autonomous vehicles, they drive by themselves. I could watch television. Now I don't have to pay attention.
Well, that's part of what will come out in trial if this goes to trial is what exactly was the policy? What were the marching orders from Uber? Did they say that you didn't have to pay attention? But even if that information comes out, everybody listening to us right now is thinking, come on, we know that a car is a deadly weapon, right? You can kill somebody very easily and you have to pay attention. Because self-driving cars are not perfect, right? So you know that even if you're a backup driver, so to speak, you're sitting in there, you know you still have to pay attention. But the driver could turn around and she could say, look, Uber had me convinced that I didn't have to worry about this. They have me doing computer programs or inputting information into the computer all the time while I'm driving. So I didn't think that there was a risk that anything like this could possibly happen. So that's information that's likely to still come out.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. So the woman who is monitoring, not really driving.
She's watching The Voice.
She was not monitoring sitting in the driver's seat. Monica, I got to tell you, if I'm her defense lawyer, I'm making the case that it doesn't matter what she was doing. There was no way she had enough time to really do anything to avoid that crash. I mean, I just can't believe the Tempe police said this crash would not have occurred. I've watched the video. I don't see the woman in time to either put on the brakes or move out of the way.
Right. And that's one of the defenses that they'll look at, because if she's going to be charged, she's going to be charged with a manslaughter, which is recklessly causing the death of another, which means she knew that there was a risk that something like this could happen, and she consciously disregarded that risk. She didn't act like a reasonable person would. So as the defense attorney, I'm going to argue that she did act as a reasonable person, because there's no way a reasonable person would have been able to stop. And then I would go even further and say a reasonable person in her shoes wouldn't have even known about the risk, because Uber had her convinced that this technology was great and something like this would never happen, which could get the jury to look at a negligent homicide, or the prosecutor to look at negligent homicide, which is a class 4 felony, which is less time and less culpability, right? So that's what I would be arguing. You're right, as a defense attorney. I think it's going to be very tough, though, because, again, most, if not all of your jurors are going to be drivers, and they're going to understand that you can't not look up, regardless of whether you would have seen her or she wasn't crossing in the crosswalk. You still were watching The Voice, and I think that's a really big problem that I'm not sure the defense can get over.
Monica Lynch, Mac and Gatos legal expert. The self-driving Uber crash, the Tempe police say it was avoidable. the backup driver was watching The Voice on her phone, should have looked up. She had 40 feet to at least hit the brakes. So, Monica, if I know, I don't know if this is a weird question, but if the backup driver was not on the phone and the crash happened, is she being investigated for anything?
She would be being investigated because this is the first time anything like this has happened in the country that we know of, right? So, of course, she would be investigated, but she wouldn't be judged in the same way that she's being judged now, not only by the court of public opinion, but by the prosecutor's office, right? Because she was doing something that she shouldn't have been doing. You know, what was it? The test that they did, or when they looked at the video, over a span of 42 minutes or something like that, she was looking down for almost 7 minutes. When you put that kind of information in front of the jury, it's going to be very tough for her defense attorney to get over that.
But isn't it, I still go back to Uber. They disengaged the safety system on the Volvo. They're the ones that set up, and I'm not trying to find an excuse to get this woman off. But
why didn't the sensors pick it up?
Well, because they had disengaged
it. There you go.
So aren't we starting from the wrong end of the horse here, Monica?
No.
That Uber set her up to fail.
Well, yeah, that could be part of the argument that the defense attorney would use as well to try to get the jury to either find her not guilty or be guilty of a lesser crime, right? It's not one or the other. Both can be responsible here.
I thought Uber was not going to be charged with anything. It was only going to be this woman.
They're not off the hook.
We don't know that yet because the Yavapai County Attorney's Office hasn't made a decision, right? So it could come down the pipe. They could even charge her first, have the trial, and realize, you know what, some information and evidence has come out. It's time to charge Uber. So that could happen, but it's not an either-or thing. They can both be held guilty, responsible for this, both criminally and civilly.
Monica, when we started this a few minutes ago, you know, Ducey was blamed, Uber was blamed, this driver was blamed. You know, I hate to say it, the jaywalker could be blamed too. You are walking in the middle of a street where there's no crosswalk.
At night.
So everybody could take blame here.
Right, and everybody taking blame, they all have a certain amount of culpability, right? Although Ducey, no one's going to charge him and take him to trial, of course,
right?
Because that's just not feasible in this case. But that the fact that she was jaywalking and got hit, that would help possibly lower the criminal culpability of Uber and the driver, but it's not going to completely take it away because she was still driving distracted. Still in that seat for a reason, to be the fail-safe, to make sure that something like this didn't happen, and she wasn't doing what she was supposed to do to such an extent that she was even criminally negligent, maybe more.
Monica Lindstrom, Mack & Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
We'll keep our eye on the Uber story and if the backup driver is going to be charged.
Yeah.